blow the horn. He just put his truck on and they would follow him. Just by blowing his horn.
Wow.
Just for us calling him. You know, I never been around anybody, just calling him.
Okay. But then you wouldn't know, like, what if you had a little calf and you wanted it to come over wherever you were? Would you say anything to it? Call it any names?
No. Less than I had, you know, like sometimes people name calves.
Well, I like nickname, an affectionate name. You know, like, we call some little kids, you know, male children, taking your son. If we do something like that to a calf, what would you be likely to call
him? I would just say Cassie or something other like that. Or
okay, well, that's kind of the new one, I guess. If you're calling them to mules or horses, and I guess you're leading the team,
mm-hmm.
and you want them to go left or right, what were the calls that you would make to get them?
Well, now I can't specifically say. I know, like, sometimes, I don't know which one, this one, which side, this would mean, this side, but I know they used to say, like, G and ha and all that kind of thing like that, and get up there or something like that. They mean from, I know when they say, come up, and that's mean from, you know, the move on, like if they hitch behind a fly, a wagon or something, that mean from the start off, like they say, come up there. Well, that's me for them to go like, and when they're flying, they say G or ha. That's me for them to go to the left or to the right, but I don't know which one.
That's all right. I think that's fine. Okay. Have you heard anything people calling horses? You know, like we were talking about calves and cows?
No. No more. Not horses that they would have around the farm. Now, they used to have names for the mules or something like that, but I never been around horses too much, so I don't know if they had names. I imagine they may have had names, like they would name the mule. They would name the mule like Red or Sarah or something,
yeah.
You know, something general like that.
Yeah, if you were calling mules, would you have any certain way to do it?
No, I just say, I mean, you know, like I would call them. I mean, really, I don't know too much about them, and I don't know, well, I guess if you just call them by what you usually call them by, they just come to you, because that's something else I was always afraid of a mule, and a horse.
Okay.
Because some of them were pretty wild.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you've got a horse started and you want to get it going faster, what might you say to it?
Oh, I guess you would just say giddy up or something like that.
Okay. If you wanted him to stop.
Now, I don't know about a horse, but a mule, you would say, whoa.
All right. Oh, if you wanted them to back up, like you want backing them up into a wagon.
Well, you would you have the line on them, and then you would pull back on them, and you just say, back, or something like, back mule, or something like that.
Okay. You don't know about calls to sheep?
No.
Okay. But how about calls to chickens when you're feeding them?
Yeah. Hey, you're saying something like, chick, 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 chick. Ooh, chicken, chicken, something like that. You know, you call them like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to get the horses ready for driving, you'd put them, what would you be doing to them so that you could get them ready?
Well, you would hitch them up, I'd say.
Okay. How about if you were doing it for plowing, if you wanted to get them ready for plowing?
Well, you would...
Would you just say the same
thing? Yeah, you would say the same thing, because you would do the same thing. Like if you're going to hitch them to a wagon or hitch them to a plow, you got to go through the same routine to do it. So, I'd say the same thing.
Okay. When you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The line.